You're listening to SBS News.
Students like Lachlan Howen, a Year 12 student at Geelong College, are feeling anxious about preparing for exams with no sitting date in sight.
It's looking fairly grim for me and no doubt for the rest of the Australian Year 12 students because there's a lot of uncertainty around what's going to happen. As a result of that, there's going to be a lot of anxious students, and I know myself that I'm pretty anxious about it.
Other students, like Nick Savakis, a Melbourne Year 12 student, are hoping for a solution that doesn't push the final exams back and is fair for students across the education system.
The ideal scenario is that we somehow find a solution to being able to teach online effectively at all schools, not just public or private or Catholic, but at all schools, and then we're able to only push back the time by the exams by a couple of weeks or something like that, rather than doing it after Christmas and the Christmas break and the summer break.
Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says the Commonwealth states and territories have agreed that all Year 12 students will finish high school this year. Concerns had been raised about the availability of students to complete their final year of school amid the coronavirus pandemic, but Mr. Tehan has pledged that every Year 12 student will end 2020 with an Australian Tertiary Admission Rank, otherwise known as an ATAR. He says states and territories will determine assessment processes, while the Commonwealth will work with universities to determine how ATARs will be finalised.
There will be no Year 13. There will be no mass repeating. Every student will get an ATAR certificate for 2020 so they can go to university, so they can go to vocational education, so they can go on to employment next year.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is considering extending the academic year into 2021, concerned the COVID-19 pandemic could damage final year results.
We've got 6 or 8 weeks at the end of the year that we can catch up, if you like, when school was scheduled to finish and when we get to that sort of Christmas holiday. We're in conversations with universities, with TAFE. We're talking to other states and territories and, of course, the Commonwealth.
The federal minister said that while that option is available, it is not his first choice.
That's an outlier option. That's in a very worst case scenario. The hope is that we'll be able to get everyone through this year because we want all those Year 12s to be able to realise their dreams of going to uni, going to a vocational education provider or going into employment like every Year 12 has done for the last, 20, 30, 40 years. So that is what we hope to set out.
However, none of this really answers the question that is understandably on every high school student's lips.
Yeah, when exams are really going to be, like, are they going to be in December or are they going to be next year? So there's a lot of uncertainty around that, and it's just a lot of undue anxiety for the Year 12s who are finishing their last year of school and who really should be able to be filled with certainty about what they're going to be doing for the next year or so.
Peter Hutton, who is the director and founder of the Future Schools Alliance, calls for the ATAR system to be scrapped for this year's HSC. He claims that the homeschooling brought on by the coronavirus will deepen education inequality.
I know that a number of schools, they have so many students that don't have reliable internet that the maintenance people are dropping around physical packets of paper. It's pretty hard to engage long term, and particularly if students don't go back for basically the whole of term two, I just don't think it's going to be an equitable race. And so ATAR really does need to be taken off the table as an option.
While students like Lachlan Howen don't like the idea of extending their final year of schooling, they realise it may be the only solution.
I think that has many Year 12 students quite scared, I would say. I think that's a terrifying aspect that Year 12 has to go longer than usual, I think, and that's kind of upsetting a few people. But I believe that if it's going to, in the long term, serve our Year 12 students better than cutting the year short, then let's put ourselves in that position.
Mr. Hutton has asked leaders to consider giving Year 12 students an assurance they will be able to study at a local university, adding there will surely be more places available given the loss of international students.
Because of the large number of international students who normally are taking, who are studying at these universities, because of the financial situation, they're unlikely to be there next year. So there'll be ample room. And my belief is I'd rather have a young person doing some form of tertiary study than being unemployed.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ilias Bakala, SBS News.